Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a TikTok video. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to The Engine. I don't really mess around on TikTok, so please don't judge me just yet for having seen a TikTok video. I do post educational videos and whatnot on TikTok, and again, they're 60 seconds, little math videos and stuff, but you can't avoid seeing a TikTok video. It's amazing. You open the app, it goes right into streaming videos, and the videos don't stop, by the way. If you've ever been on TikTok, it's almost oppressive. You literally just go on and all of a sudden you're just seeing somebody cutting a hot dog and making it into a tiny corn dog, or you're seeing somebody with their dog running down the stairs, you know, sliding on their belly. Like, you see things instantaneously. You're like, oh, whoa. It's like an onslaught of world experience just coming at you. And I was doing one of my educational videos, posting it, and as... This is how incredible it is. When you upload a video onto YouTube, or excuse me, TikTok, let's say it takes, you know, 30 seconds to upload. They don't even give you a break when you hit upload. The second you hit upload, it starts playing a video from someone else. Somebody else, it starts feeding you content. And in the top left corner, there's this little thing going around telling you what percent of your video is uploaded. So you can't shut down the program in the 30 seconds it takes to upload it, right? You're forced to watch some video. So there I was uploading, you know, I don't know, a stupid parabola question. And this greyhound, this Italian greyhound video is on there. And the audio is hilarious because it sounds like this high-pitched Cuban woman talking for this greyhound. And I was like, dude, somebody has just gone too far. The internet always wins. So I start watching a couple of the little greyhound videos. And they're great. I mean, this greyhound has like a million followers. And justifiably, whoever's in charge of this account does a really good job with the majority of these videos. And they're just funny. My boys die. The voice of the woman doing it is hilarious. And this poor greyhound, man, it's just... It just gets blasted out into the world. Nobody cares about its feelings. But one of the videos was really funny, though. And it was this woman. The shot is the greyhound's face, right? And the greyhound's just sitting there very dutifully. And it's got this, like, hard-hitting music in the background. And it's this woman saying, put on, like, a cute-ass outfit. And walk in front of your camera at 0.3x speed. And then it goes into this like high pitch yell. It's like, and tell me you don't feel like a bad bitch. And then the music hits super hard. And all of a sudden you see this greyhound walking in slow motion in front of the camera with this absurd, you know, like feathery, you know, crazy dog costume on. That's one of the big things this account does, just dresses this dog in the most absurd dog outfits. And I must have watched that video like 100 times because it's so on point. It's so funny. The music is just right. The enthusiasm, and it's so real. I started thinking about it. It's like, it does look cool when you slow down the video and you walk in front of it, right? And you can spot these scenes in all kinds of shows and movies and stuff. And I started realizing that people actually do this because I actually saw the same kind of setup in somebody else's TikTok as I was uploading something. I'm like, what? So people actually do this. And what's amazing to me is this voice, right? The voice saying, you know, like, put on a cute outfit. That's like a standard voice. I don't know. It's from like a song or something. I'm not 100% sure. But it's not a popular thing to do because it's ineffective. It's a popular thing to do to film, put on, you know, cute clothes and film yourself in slow motion walking in front of the camera And it makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you look really cool. And I started thinking about that. I was like, wait a minute. We know you don't look like that in real life. Like, you can't slow down your hair to be, you know, bob in a certain way like you would in slow motion. You can't slow down your walk. Like, gravity is not different. You're essentially taking what the real world is and modifying it. You're not even taking what the real world is because you're wearing a cute outfit. Now, just by the nature of it's like average, right? You have an average outfit, okay? That's like, again, the average. Then you have a cute one and you have a not cute one, right? So you're electing to select your best outfit, and then which you wouldn't wear on a normal basis, and then modify the way the world sees you with this camera, and you're actually deriving self-esteem from this. That's the nature of this video. It's like, tell me you don't feel bad doing this. Like, tell me you don't feel awesome. And I've been thinking a lot about how people put filters on social media and they like the way they look, but it's so odd because it's kind of like, well, look, that's not how you really look. You can't, you know that's not really you. If I take some shot of myself and it erases all my, you know, I don't know, freckles or something and, you know, any blemishes, they all go away. The person filming it, I've always assumed, knows it's not really them. But the people watching it get sucked into it, and they're like, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Oh my God, I'm not that beautiful. But now I'm realizing from this, that's not actually true. I don't think it's that far away for people to be like, put on that filter that makes you skinnier, your skin better, your hair cooler and everything, and tell me you don't feel awesome. It's kind of like, wait, are we actually drinking the Kool-Aid with this? Does some woman who puts on a cute outfit and walks in front of her camera in a slow motion video, does she actually think she looks that way? That she moves that way through the world? I got really down about this because I'm like, dude, we are going to start putting on glasses that make us look skinnier, more attractive, better, whatever version of ourselves we want to see. And that's what we'll see in the mirror. Those are going to be the glasses. It's like the glasses won't do anything but modify how we see ourselves. That's essentially what we're doing with these videos, right? That's essentially what we're doing with these filters. We're taking pictures of ourselves and looking at them after we modify them and say, how great don't I look? I look amazing. Man, it's really scary, but it's also, I was thinking, really positive, because I don't have a need to put a filter on a camera and take a picture of myself and feel better about myself. Okay, I just don't. I'm not saying I'm a super attractive man, or I'm, you know, jacked like Arnold Schwarzenegger or Jackie Chan or something. Jackie Chan's not really that jacked anymore. Bruce Lee, there you go. I'm not shredded like Bruce Lee. I'm none of those things. But I also don't suffer from a need to have an ego boost, right? I'm very comfortable with myself. And as upsetting as this kind of habit is, I think, for people in general, at least my observation of it, of, hey, you need to modify the world to feel good about yourself, or at least your perception of the world, I thought about it for a little bit, and I was like, you know, maybe there's somebody who's really struggling out there that just needs a boost, right? Maybe there's somebody struggling out there that just feels crap about their jeans, feels crap about their hair, feels crap about, you know, not having a boyfriend or a girlfriend or something, and a small little manipulation could help them see, you know what, you're not so bad. A small little video with a cute jacket on or something. I don't know. I don't have any cute jackets. But a small thing could make them feel good about themselves. Now, there's a large part of me that wants to say, no, that's not what you do. If you want to feel good about yourself, you figure out what you're not happy about. You set up a game plan and you fix that. That will make you better. That will make you like yourself more. That will make you more encouraged. Fine. That's all fine. But I think there's also a very real value to realizing that everybody has down days. Everybody has crummy little moments where they're like, just, God, I'm worthless. Even I have those. And you know what, man? If setting your camera to 0.3x speed and walking in front of it makes you feel a little bit better and gets you over that hump that day so you can get back to the grind, man, I don't know if there's anything we need more now than little things to help people get over the hump. We've been in the crap for a long time. We're getting out of it slowly. But man, take the win if you can get the win. In fact, you know what? I'm going to go put on something cute right now. Walk in front of my camera. I'm Matt Todd. This is the engine that drives me. Go out and crush it.